River City's Urban Design Challenge will be unveiling the next team's design this Thursday at the IMAX Theater. Christian, help remind our listeners what this challenge is all about.
The Urban Design Challenge is a year-long design competition that's been sponsored by the River City Company as part of their 25th anniversary celebration. And during that process, six sites were selected downtown, and teams of architects locally applied to tackle those challenges and put forth a vision for what they see as the future of those sites downtown.
The first team presented their design the first week of September. The second team to share their concept with the public takes the stage November 10th. Architect Steve Hossie joins Christian Rushing with more information on the team.
So the team that's going to present on Thursday night is called The Big Gig, and their presentation is going to be at 5:30 on Thursday the 10th at the IMAX Theater.
We've got five architecture design graduates. We've got a developer, a landscape architect, a glass artist, and a graphic designer.
The teams participating in the Urban Design Challenge were provided with a list of potential sites and allowed to list their first or second choices. Steve Hossie and The Big Gig were pleased with the site their team was assigned. The Civic Forum block is located between EPB and TVA, across the street from the library.
Actually, this was our team's first choice.
Why were you interested in this particular lot as opposed to some of the others?
One, it was a block all unto itself. And two, it was closer to the front of the presentation list as opposed to closer to the back. We preferred to have the more condensed option, and we liked the opportunities that it presented.
It is located purely in a business area. It's not necessarily, other than the library, you might consider that a bit of recreation, but typically that area of the city is only alive during business hours.
And that's something that we were challenged with, and I think as the folks that did the 700 block saw that it was really important to try and energize that area of town after the 5 or 6 o'clock rush.
Without giving away details on the design, what were your strengths and challenges with this site?
We focused a lot on the aspect of the pedestrian, the people-friendliness of the site. Our ideas based a lot on 21st century Chattanooga and what it could become and what that site could do for the development of the areas around there. I think anything that you really do downtown, especially if it's taking up an entire city block, needs to be a multi-use. So yeah, there's lots of pedestrian-friendly access to the lower levels, and then the upper level is really technology, 21st century driven. I mean, it's sitting next to EPB and TVA, and what does the library become, you know, in a 21st century society?
What are your hopes for this design challenge? What do you think about what's going on with the whole challenge?
It's great fun, and it's something that most of us haven't done since school. So, you know, you get to design something without really a client.
According to Rushing, the response to the Urban Design Challenge has been great.
Well, to this point, the participation has been fantastic, and the energy and excitement in the rooms has been almost palpable. So people are really fired up that we've got this kind of civic engagement and civic dialogue about the future of our downtown has kind of come back, and people are really fired up about that.
The Big Gig will unveil their design concept for the Civic Forum block on Thursday, November 10th at 5:30 p.m. at the IMAX Theater, downtown Chattanooga. This event is free and open to the public. Follow the links on our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.